Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Texter writes in about that Adam Schefter report, where Schefter says the Steelers have checked in on the availability of Jalen Ramsey, who wants to get shipped out of Miami. Schefter says it's unlikely to happen. Texter writes, I think the key phrase by Schefter is unlikely to happen. Anything else is trying to speak it into existence. I mean, look, it. When the whole Rodgers thing was going down initially, nobody thought that would actually happen. Last offseason, the only person who told you that the Steelers would get Russ or Fields was Doran, and he said, I wouldn't rule out them getting both, and the Steelers did get both. How many teams are lining up for Jalen Ramsey? I don't know, but if the Steelers have checked in, they're at least part of the thing, and yep. They've got a bunch of draft picks next year. They got 12. They're not going to give up a first-round pick for him. They're not going to give up a second-round pick for him. They're not going to give up a third-round pick for him, but they got 2 fourths, 2 fifths, and 2 sixths. So a marriage could be made there. Now, some of the cap complications people are texting in might make it hard because he's guaranteed money beyond this year. You would simply sign him to a contract extension then, and you would water that cap hit down for a couple of years for a player who graded out, at least according to PFF, as the 16th best corner in the league last year. 412-928-9370. One more text quickly. What in Jair's career has shown he wouldn't I'm going to translate this. Someone's texting and driving. Don't do that out there. What in Jair's career has shown that would warrant Crowley saying he doesn't want the competition? Okay, I'm not saying the guy's not a competitor, but if I can sign for a place and know I'm going to be the starting corner, I would rather do that than sign in a place for a one-year deal where I have to compete. I'm trying to make money beyond this year. Like, I want to play for 17 games almost guaranteed. Of course I would.
I think it's a little bit more simpler for Jair Alexander than that.
And the team's better.
And he's going to play with his buddy Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson recruited him to come to Baltimore. They played together at Louisville.
That too, yeah.
He saw how close Baltimore was last year. Looking around at the team, Derrick Henry on offense. Great, you know, pretty good defense. Good safeties. Yeah, like, and that decision was easy. That matters. Like, I've said that multiple times. If I could go play with my buddy from college, I'm going to go there. If I have a choice, I'm going to go there.
Of course.
Over anywhere else.
If the money's going to be the same, and exactly. What do you make, $6 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to a place where I know a guy.
Exactly.
Who's a two-time MVP.
Exactly.
That I won with in college.
They probably called me and probably pushed, you know, management to sign me. Like, Lamar Jackson made that happen. The Baltimore Ravens were not going to sign Jair Alexander if Lamar Jackson didn't walk into the office and say, we need to sign that guy. 100%.
I agree.
He was like, all right, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
That defense played really good ball down the stretch last year. I think people locally, and this could totally be a straw man, I'll admit that on the front end, I think people sleeping a little bit on the Ravens because they haven't won the big one with Lamar, and I think people are overinflating the Bengals. I think the Steelers could finish second in the division this year.
I think you meet in the middle because of where and how the Bengals finished last year.
Mm-hmm.
You figure that they can just roll that into this year.
They played one of the easier schedules in the league down the stretch. And they did play better defense down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't know what they're doing with their edge rushers.
Defense. They did go heavy in the draft on defense.
They did. Now it's youth, new coordinator. We'll see how it goes. The offense really couldn't be better than last year. I know intern Dom is a massive Bengals believer. He thinks if they had made the playoffs last year, they'd have won the Super Bowl.
You like the Bengals?
I'm not an actual Bengals fan, but I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football, should have won the MVP last year, and they probably should have made the playoffs. They were playing better than anybody.
He's the best quarterback in football. Did I hear that correctly?
He said that, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do.
You believe that he's better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, at his best, yeah. Last December, he was playing...
Oh, at his best? I mean, anybody can have a day.
No.
Can you do it week in, week out? Who do you want to hold the ball with 2 minutes left in the game?
That's what I'm saying.
Joe Burrow.
Get out of here.
He's outplayed Patrick Mahomes every single time Chiefs play the Bengals.
Ring count. Let's get Emmanuel Acho on this.
Ring count.
His legacy meter? His legacy meter reads zero!
Joe Burrow over Josh Allen to like a winning drive?
Yeah, I do. Joe Burrow was playing the quarterback position better than anybody in December, and it wasn't even close. Wasn't even close.
Okay, played good quarterback in December.
And he said a deal in his career with terrible offensive lines, no terrible doubt. Defenses.
Okay, so who does Josh Allen and Mahomes have to throw to besides Kelsey?
I agree with that. I'm just saying overall, it factors into...
What would Mahomes and Josh Allen do with the Cincinnati Bengals offensive roster? Offensive skill players. They'd be doing 10 times better than they are right now.
I completely disagree with that. The reason the Bengals...
You're right. They don't have the weapons that he does. Nobody does, save for maybe Minnesota.
He has excellent weapons. I'll give you that.
But there's been a lot of "I'll give you that's" in this.
The reason they didn't make the playoffs last year was because of the defense. He still played fine, and he took a team that started terrible in the first few weeks.
Part of that is he's been bad to start seasons. They got to figure that out. They've come out of the gate
and
real slow a lot lately.
And injured.
Yeah.
He's been injured a lot.
He had the appendix problem.
And then he had the calf.
Did you know Paul Nussbaum, one of our sales guys, got his appendix out last week?
Really?
Do you have your appendix?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Did they take it out or not?
I
should know that. What do you mean you don't know?
They might have.
How do you not know?
Do you have yours?
They never cut it out of me.
So why do you think they cut it out of me?
Because a lot of people lose their appendix, like Matilda.
She didn't lose her appendix.
Wasn't it Matilda who lost her appendix?
No.
I'm on it.
What?
In the interim, Dom, do you have your appendix?
How did Patrick Mahomes play in the Super Bowl against the Eagles? He played terrible.
Where was Joe Burrow while Patrick Mahomes was playing quarterback in the Super Bowl?
He should have been in the Super Bowl.
No. Where was Joe Burrow at?
Well, his defense sucked. His defense
was playing quarterback in the Super Bowl.
They won what, 4 straight games to close out the year, including beating the Broncos team that was in playoff contention.
You're not answering the question.
Hold up,
Joe Burrow.
Everybody, hold up.
He was sitting there with me.
It was Madeline. Madeline lost her appendix.
That's a far cry from Matilda.
Yeah.
Crowley.
Madeline.
Both young girls, both with the letter M to start their name.
Superhero / non-superhero.
Good point. You have your appendix over there, Dom?
As far as I'm concerned.
RJ, you still got one?
I like to think so. You know what I mean?
You guys. You and RJ, I don't know if they took out an organ.
What do you need an appendix for if they could just take it out?
Yeah, it's vestigial organ. You don't really need it. Some have argued that they should just take it out at childbirth. Appendix.
Well, there's theories that over time we'll not have an appendix because we'll
evolution.
Evolve. Yeah. They also think we'll get webbed feet at some point, but that's neither the here nor there.
There's no way that's going to happen. We don't swim enough.
You don't need to swim to get webbed feet.
Why would you need webbed feet? Why would you evolve into webbed feet?
Because maybe the earth will be taken over by water and that's how we'll survive.
All right. That is a hell of a retort. That is a hell of a retort. A lot of people on the text line agreeing with Dom that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL.
That's fine. He's not.
I think.
How can you even say that whenever Patrick Mahomes is alive?
He's not even the best quarterback in his division. I love Joe Burrow, but Lamar Jackson's won 2 MVPs.
He's 2-3 in the playoffs.
That's right.
Joe Burrow's at least made a Super Bowl.
Oh, what like, do you get for that?
If we want to do the ring
Jimmy
conversation.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, Jimmy G.
So did Neil O'Donnell.
I understand that, but if we're going to do the ring conversation, it counts for something that he was able to take them to a Super Bowl by beating who in the AFC
what,
Championship
game?
You
get an AFC Championship ring?
Chiefs.
Dom, get out of here.
Beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game and has outplayed Mahomes every time they've played, for the record.
Do you win or you lose?
I'm not saying Joe Burrow's bad, but he's top 3.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and say he's one.
Look at Dom just hijacking this segment with his belief in Joe Burrow.
I just don't understand how you can sit there and look yourself in the mirror and say that Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes. I don't care.
Joe Burrow's never going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
Oh, that is far cry from truth, my friend.
You think he's going to win a Super Bowl at some point?
Oh, 100%. In fact, I'll probably pick them to win it next year.
It has less to
this
do
year or next year.
With him than the,
this year,
than
2025.
The team and the organization. But that organization,
yeah,
they're not going to make good on that guy. I think they missed their opportunity.
Yep.
Mahomes too careless with the football, to be honest. He throws a lot of bad interceptions. Pass.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That should be intercepted that aren't. Burrow doesn't do that.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
I'm going to lose it.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Dom will drop, like, he'll drop a hot take a day that one of us will get absolutely flabbergasted by. We have him the rest of the week. So Dom will come with his haymakers. Jordy Mercer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, I teased to this before, but intern Dom, I mean, woo, out of left field. Jeremy Fowler talked to a bunch of coaches in the NFL. Former Bucco Jordy Mercer going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Great guy. Oklahoma City Thunder fan, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okie State guy.
Nice.
Dom's got everyone all hot and bothered around here because it is June and weird sports takes tend to fly this time of year, and Dom says that Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. So I just want to try something here.
Okay.
Because Dom has become famous around here for his takes. Dom, can you do just something for me?
Go ahead.
Honest. Just be honest here, okay?
Okay, I will.
Rank the seasons.
Rank the seasons?
Yeah.
The four seasons?
Correct.
Fall, summer, okay. Spring, winter.
Right. He actually surprised me. I thought he was going to go winter there, and it was going to prove everything.
Okay.
I'm not a monster now.
I really
come
thought you
now.
Were going to come out and be like, man, I love those squalls. Love a good snow squall. I would go fall as well, then a sizable gap, then summer, spring, and winter.
Same.
Yeah. Fall's the best.
Yeah.
We got great falls around here.
Yep.
I was looking to see if anybody was selling pumpkin beer. I know that you're a fan, and I was going to bring some in. But they don't come out for a couple months.
Yeah, August usually, they'll start coming out.
The first 70-degree evening in August, I'm sitting out back with a pumpkin beer, yeah.
There was a time in my life where I had an opportunity to live in a different city and like make that my home, and I didn't because I didn't want to miss a Pittsburgh fall. Like that was the reason why I never stayed in Houston or stayed in Nashville, because I was like, I need to have a Pittsburgh fall. Like, that was my number one reason why I never moved.
Nothing better than a Pittsburgh fall. Yeah. Love the seasons. Yeah. Big season fan. And really, winter's been pretty mild around here of late. The summers are hot, though.
That's like, fine.
Today is hot.
It's fine.
I'm warming to it. I really am.
I mean,
yesterday, brutal. But by the evening, okay. You get adjusted to it.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Blood thins up.
It's easy for us to say because we're inside. But
that's right. I walked to my car twice yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how much time I spent outside.
Yeah.
I dragged some trash bags to the can. Took the can to the curb. Dripping sweat. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeremy Fowler, he works for ESPN. He used to work here. And not here at the Fan, but here in Pittsburgh. And he always goes out and he talks to coaches anonymously, coordinators, executives. And he went out and he talked to some coaches about the Steelers and the offseason that they had. And here's what he wrote. NFL coaches, when you talk to them, they look at it as a bottom line. Like, how do we get better? And they see the Steelers as vastly better now than they were just a couple of months ago. I know fans like to see teams scale it back or try to even tank, but we know that's not the Steelers' way. Okay, forget about the addendum there at the end. NFL coaches that Jeremy Fowler has talked to says the Steelers are vastly better than they were a couple of months ago. Vastly's a strong word. I think they're definitely better, though. I think it's tough to argue the opposite. A lot of people weren't enamored with Najee Harris, just as an example. And you can say you don't know what you got in Caleb Johnson. Fair enough. You don't want to have a ton of unwarranted faith in a draft pick. Okay. A lot of people, myself included, were arguing the last 2 years Jalen Warren's the better player, and now he's going to get thrust more into the spotlight. So I think you're better there. How much did people crush Dan Moore Jr. the last 4 years? And now he's gone, and you have some people say, well, they're not better. Well, you hated that guy. Now he's out. I don't know what Broderick Jones is going to be, but you thought that guy was the worst thing ever. You thought he was a turnstile, and at times he was. So there's just two positions. Bang, top of my head. Look what I did. Where they're better. I do think they're better than they were last year. Vastly? I don't know. We can quibble with the semantics of that.
I think they're almost vastly better. I mean, look where they upgraded. I mean, would you take it? Would you say Darius Slay's an upgrade over Dante Jackson? Yeah.
Today? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Would you say that their defensive line is upgraded now that you have a first-round pick that's going to walk in and start in Harmon and a backup or another depth piece in Y.A. Black?
I have no idea if those guys are going to be good, but you know what they ain't? Larry Ogunjobi.
Right.
Who was... With all due respect, because I think he's been battling injuries for years, he's just a guy. He's a jag. Nice player. Flash once every 5 weeks. It'd be hard to not be better at that position.
You saw the progression of Nick Herbig and how, you know, he's a good player. And almost immediately, his rookie year, for a depth piece, now you created another one that was a national champion in Jack Sawyer. So you would assume that Jack Sawyer backing up TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith probably is going to be decent whenever he gets reps this year. It's because it's going to be minimal, but he is a, you know, he's an NFL guy.
And what was Preston Smith last year? He didn't do jack for you.
Nothing. So I would say that position's even upgraded, you know, even with TJ Watt sitting out right now, he'll be back. Think about the running back situation. You had Najee Harris, you had Jaylen Warren, and you had Cordell Patterson. The running back situation, now that you added a Super Bowl champion in Kenneth Gainwell, who I'm telling you is a great player.
You love Kenny G.
He's a good player. I'm not going to say great. He's a really good player. So that unit, and then you added a rookie, that unit's better.
I think that unit is vastly better, yeah. I think that's vastly better.
Tight ends probably stay the same. Offensive line is probably going to be better because you have Fautanu, your first-round pick, that is infused in the lineup now.
And Frazier was really good last year. He's going to be better this year. He's a guy on an upward trajectory. And I know that you were one of the people who said last year, don't count your chickens before they hatch with Joey Porter Jr. I'm counting them on Zach Frazier.
And I think that DK Metcalf is vastly better than George Pickens. I do.
And we can't sit here and be intellectually dishonest and crush George Pickens for a year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then when you bring DK Metcalf in, say, they're pretty much the same. Well, then you can't praise moving off of George Pickens
right.
Then. If they're basically the same, then you'd want to keep both guys.
They're not the same.
Also, I don't know what they're doing at number two wide receiver, and I'm not going to give them credit for doing something when they haven't done it yet, but whatever they got is better than Van Jefferson. So, yeah, they're better. And look, I think Aaron Rodgers, it may wind up that he has a similar kind of year to Russell Wilson, but I think the way he plays the position is different, and he's going to get more guys involved. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I do think they'll win more games. And you don't win 11 games, and you think they'll win a playoff game. We're not sitting here telling people, hey, you got to sip on all this Steelers Kool-Aid, like, yeah. Oh, they're the best thing since sliced bread.
They're better than last year, which is a playoff game.
And it's not that we're making the case. We are here now, I guess, in this exact moment, but Jeremy Fowler talking to coaches around the NFL on the record, but with anonymity, and they're saying they're better. They don't have to lie. They don't have to say that. Mm-hmm. They view the Steelers as better. 412-928-9370. And they're way more exciting, I think, because you got the whole Aaron Rodgers factor, which I think is fascinating. And we're going to get a little Rodgers today who's going to speak to Pat McAfee. People are wondering if he's going to bring Chris Olave with him or something like that.
That's right.
We got to stop with that. Like I personally thought that Rodgers might announce he was going to be a Steeler on McAfee, and then he didn't do that. And then we thought he was going to do it at the McAfee get-together where Sidney Crosby's throwing balls through rings and stuff, and he didn't do that. I'm guessing he's going to sit down with McAfee today. They're going to have a casual conversation, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
Not going to be bringing Jalen Ramsey with him.
I like what they're doing. I like the quarterback position better, too, because now you know who the starter is and who the backup is. Last year, you didn't know that. And there was a lot of, like, you know, discourse of, you know, Justin Fields. There was, you know, Russell Wilson. know, they both brought something to the table. They didn't bring a full package to the table. And you're like, oh, should they go back? Or should they keep Justin Fields in? Or should they keep Russell Wilson in? You know now it's going to be Aaron.
Man, I had not thought about it from that standpoint. And everyone thinks all this quarterback controversy is going to follow Aaron Rodgers because gestures wildly the last 2 years with the Jets. You had quarterback controversy last year. You had a kind of a circus element last year here.
From the start, whenever Russell Wilson got hurt on the sled.
Yeah. And then you had teammates who probably didn't want Justin to get benched through six games. Tomlin said of himself he was a lone wolf, leading you to believe that other people in the organization disagree. Then there was a report 2 weeks ago, I think it was from Tom Pelissero, who said that there were some Steelers in the locker room that wanted the Steelers to go back to Justin Fields. You ain't going to have that this year. You're just not. Uh-uh. They believe in Mason, and everyone wrote their puff pieces, and I'm not criticizing that's what happens this time of year. Everyone loves Mason. These teammates believe in Mason. Yeah, then Aaron Rodgers walks in. And you believe in Mason to get you out of a tough spot if need be, and you know he could play a good three-game stretch, but come on. You're right about that. Uh-oh, all this Rodgers distraction. Maybe. Last year, Russell Wilson didn't get along with Arthur Smith. Hadn't thought about that, Dickerson. Now 3.5 months into the Aaron Rodgers saga, I think totally you've unearthed a new angle here.
It's totally different than last year. I mean, even to the fact where the backup quarterback is so tantalizing last year that, you know, with his legs, like you don't even have to worry about this year. Like if they had an athletic quarterback that was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, I'll put him in because he can run. He can move better than Aaron. Like, no, you don't have that.
No, not even a little bit.
Mm-mm. You had that last year.
And Mason looks good. Mason's a good backup quarterback, but... It was one of the guys. I don't want to misassign the take here. Oh, you know, Rodgers threw a couple of games. If they're not playing well, people are going to be chanting for Mason Rudolph. Do we believe that?
I hope not.
I think he'd have to stink and they'd have to be losing games.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to start like 1-4 or something.
I think might skip over him and just go right to Howard.
You know what? Good point.
You know, they'd be chanting for Howard.
You're rolling today, Dickerson.
Give this guy an opportunity.
Yeah, bang, bang. Great take. All right, we switch from the Stillers to the Bucks. Jordy Mercer, member of the 2013 Pirates.
Baseman Terang playing up the middle. Pitch is swung on and driven high in the air, deep to center. Churio back, warning track, and there it goes. A long home run to center. Tommy Pham hits home run number one as a Pirate. And it's 3-0 here in the fourth.
Wow, break up the Bucks, winners of two in a row, the suddenly hot Tommy Pham. And we are joined now with our Neil Walker stand-in. Neil is so nice when he's out for a couple of weeks. He's like, hey, you should talk to my guys. Travis Snyder last week and now Jordy Mercer this week. And Jordy brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. Good morning, Jordy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Outstanding. Pretty good. Thank you for joining us. So, Tommy Pham, he couldn't see before. He's been having eye problems, contact problems. We'll start you off with a softball here, Jordy. You think it's tough to hit when you can't see?
I do. That might explain a lot. He's a veteran player. He's been around. He knows how to get himself back to what he's been doing, and we're starting to see that now a little bit. I mean, he's been a good hitter for a long time in the big league, so... now it's just a matter of getting, you know, he dug himself a pretty good hole. He's trying to get back in the flow and get things going again.
Jordy, Nick Gonzalez, ever since he got back from the injury, he's progressively gotten better. And last night he just lit it on fire, 5 hits. And just, you know, he's just Mr. Automatic. We were talking about him earlier saying that he's a ball player. Is he a guy that you could build around, in your opinion? Is he a guy that could be a staple for the future of the Pittsburgh Pirates that you look at and you're like, okay, our second baseman's Nick Gonzalez. He's going to perform for us every single night, and we could build around this guy.
You nailed it. I mean, that's the word that kind of we've been saying around, you know, former players and whatnot, is he's just a ball player, man. Like, you can put him really anywhere on the infield, and I think he's going to be okay. And then now, you know, DK sticking him in the middle of the lineup. He's, you know, he was hitting 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can kind of put him anywhere, and he's got really good bat-to-ball skills. Obviously, he's got some power now, some juice. Feels like he's getting really healthy and getting the flow. And again, he's a younger player still, not a lot of experience, but you can tell he's progressing really, really well. And it's something that, you know, especially if you can find a guy up the middle that can play, you know, one of those positions that can also hit and hit for power. I mean, it's those are rare to find, and it looks like he's on the track to do that, and he could be a staple here in Pittsburgh for a while.
Jordy Mercer with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We've been talking about how he comes up in those slow heartbeat moments, as Clint Hurdle would have said back in the day. And I don't know, Jordy, can you teach that? It seems like his approach with runners on, with runners in scoring position, is one that they're lacking elsewhere. And he had it last year, and he's come back, and he has it this year.
Yeah, I mean, those things are tough to teach. They are. It's like, you know, you're kind of born with it. You're kind of, that's one of your traits as a baseball player. I know the more you put yourselves in those situations, the better you're going to get. You're going to be able to handle it and understand it better, but it's hard to, you know, break down and say what you need to do and how you need to feel and whatnot, because your body's running through emotions here. You got guys on base, you know, this is a big opportunity, not only for yourself, but for the team. And, it seems like you're right. He comes up with his key clutch hits, and he works the count well. He's like ready to hit. He's on time. There's a lot of different factors, rather than just getting up there and getting a hit. You know, I think that his takes have been really good. His bats have been good in those situations. So it's just a knack. He's a knack for having those big key situations. And he's coming through, and he's coming through, you know, quite well, too.
Jordy, you're the same age as Andrew McCutchen. Are you shocked to see his production right now? Or are you just like, yeah, that's Kutch? You know, I assumed that he was going to be, you know, this productive at this age.
Hard to tell. You know, I know him. I talk to him quite often, to be honest with you. I do. And, you know, especially when I'm up there doing some TV stuff, like, we have some good conversations about future, about how he's holding up, you know, what his workout regimen is. And dude, he's still doing it. Like, that's what is most impressive to me, is he still loves the game. He still wants to perform well. You know, I think that fire is still there. Now, it might not be as much as when he was younger, but he still wants to play well. He still wants to do well. He still loves, you know, being a part of this organization. And it just seems like he got off to a good start, and he's kind of been riding that wave. And he's putting his bodies in, and it feels really good. And he's gotten to play quite a bit, a lot more than probably he thought he would get to play. But that's okay. I think he's understanding that, and he's learning, continue to learn that DH role a little bit more. And he's just putting himself in a good spot, and his body's in a good spot, and his mind's in a good spot. And I just enjoy having conversations with him about, man, how long are you going to do this? Like, he's like, I don't know. I'm just going to keep going until I just keep going, and then we'll figure it out as we go. So it's pretty cool to have conversations with him like that.
Jordy Mercer with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Donnie Kelly was part of the Tigers organization, but then you came over to Detroit like right after he left, right? You guys didn't have any overlap there?
Nope, that's right. Yep.
Do you know him well?
I do. I've known him from Neil, you know, because me and Neil are pretty tight. We're pretty close. So I know him through him pretty well. And then every time that we went over there and played Detroit, you know, being in Pittsburgh, and Neil was over there talking to him, I would go over there and say hi and whatnot. And then, you know, a couple of times I've been in Pittsburgh, we've had some good conversations with him, and just me and him one-on-one, which has been good. And, you know, what I like about DK is it seems like the guys are playing hard for him. And I think that's, you know, one key as a manager or a coach that, you know, I've been around for a while, is like, you want a guy that you want to play for. You want a guy that has your back. You want a guy that you're going to go to war with. And DK is a player's guy, man. You can just tell, like, guys are having fun. Guys are playing hard. And we all knew that he was kind of the up-and-coming manager around the league. We've been hearing it for years, and it's just a matter of him getting the opportunity. And he's kind of getting this opportunity, and I know that he's a Pittsburgh guy through and through, and it makes a lot of sense, you know, for him to be at the helm right now. And it seems like the guys are really playing well for him, and it's fun to watch him evolve. And I know Adam Gene was a big help for him too, just to, you know, understand the rules and logistics of being a manager, and the ebbs and flows of the game. And he's just learning on the fly, and that's what's so cool about DK, man. He's a great baseball mind, and the guys are going to play hard for him.
Jordy, if you were the commissioner, what's one rule or one thing that you would change or add to Major League Baseball?
Oh, man. I don't know, because it feels like every single year they're adding more and more and more. I don't know. It's wild, some of the stuff that now, you know, I do like the pitch clock. I didn't like it at first, but, you know, the game sped up, and that's, you're not seeing three-plus hours hardly anymore. I mean, you do occasionally, but not as much. And so I think that's helped. That's helped watching it on TV for viewers. But, man, this whole, challenging pitches and doing this stuff, man, you're taking the human element out of the game, and that's what's been the beauty of our game for a long time. Now, I get it. We got technology like crazy, and you want to make the right call. I understand that, but that's part of sports. That's part of, being around, baseball for as long as it's been around, that, the human element of it is part of it. That's part of the game. You're going to miss calls. Some people are going to miss calls, but we have the best umpires, in all of the sport. We have the best umpires in the whole world, and yet they're barely missing pitches, right, that probably a lot of people couldn't do. So it's just, I don't know, man. That's the whole the two-bag thing, too. I saw that in college was going on, and I think maybe in some of the minor leagues, too. So there's a lot of craziness going on, but let's try to keep it. I'm a purist, so I want to try to keep it as pure as possible and not take that human element out of it as much as we can.
Jordy, this was fun. Congratulations to you on your Oklahoma City Thunder, man.
How about that, huh? Hey, today's a big day of the parade, so our city's going crazy right now, man. It was an exciting time to be able to watch it with my family, my boys, and be able to share that moment with them. So it's pretty cool for our city. Our city, we're pretty fortunate to have the Thunder, and only been here, 17, 18 years, and being able to win the championship is pretty neat. So appreciate you guys.
Our producer, Austin Bechtold, says that if Halliburton didn't get hurt, he thinks you guys would have been in big trouble. What do you think?
I think we're...
Oh, no! We lost him at the wrong time! Oh, jeez!
I mean, what else you want to say? It's over, right?
That's right.
Can't take it away from
him. Got him back. Yeah, you either have a banner or you don't have a banner. That's the way it goes. Thank you, Jordy. Appreciate you coming on with us.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Take care.
Thanks, Jordy.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Good player, too.
Yeah, really good.
You take his statistics from the 2013 team, he'd be the best hitter on this team.
No doubt.
He was a good defender, too. At 6'4", at shortstop, it's pretty tough.
6'4"?
6'4", yeah.
Wow.
You didn't ask me what I would change about baseball.
What would you change about baseball, Adam?
If a pitcher's getting shelled, like out there really sucking, especially on like a hot day like today, I'd like to see the manager, instead of walking out to the mound, just get one of those vaudeville hooks, just yank him off.
What you would change?
That's what I would change. I think it'd be great comedy. People love the Savannah Bananas. Mark Caboli's been going crazy about these Savannah Bananas. That'd be banana-like.
Hmm.
Pitcher stinks, just yank him off the field with a giant cane.
Hmm. Wow.
What would you change?
Golden bat.
So you could pinch hit a player one time a game whenever you wanted to?
Yep.
I was anti that before. I think I'd be all for that now. Especially because the Pirates have three good hitters.
Right.
So, hey, let's get Nick Gonzalez up instead of Tommy Pham.
Yeah, like bases are loaded. Mm-hmm. And, the game, I guess, is tied. And Shohei Ohtani already went through the order, or is, they already went through his spot. Like, bring him back up to try to win the game. Like, I would want to see that.
If tomorrow was game 7 of the World Series and the bases were loaded and Jared Triolo's up, and then there's two outs and you're down by one, I think you're golden batting Nick Gonzalez in there right now.
Yes.
And I think the mind would say Andrew McCutchen. His numbers with runners in scoring position this year, Andrews, are actually bad.
Nick Gonzalez.
I think I'm going Nicky G if the game's tomorrow.
Yep.
Insanity. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran, we have images of Aaron Rodgers working out in Malibu, getting his sweat on.
Mm.
He's going to speak to Pat McAfee today. Wonder if the guys are out there. Little Calvin Austin, bang. Little DK Metcalf, boom.
Usually you'd probably go out after 4th of July. Take 2 weeks.
Like take an actual vacation.
Take 2 weeks after OTA's minicamp, 4th of July. You take that, probably go out there about for a week, and then you get ready for training camp.
It's here, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hate this time of year as a player?
I hated 4th of July.
Yeah.
Like, next Friday.
Summer's over.
I would get, like, uneasy. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is, like, the last hurrah. Like, it's right here.
If you were Jason Mackey and you said that, I would have replied with, why do you hate America, Jason? And he would have got real defensive.
I love 4th of July, but I hated it because I was getting ready to go to camp.
Bittersweet.
Very.
Even the writers feel that way.
Yep.
Because you got 3 weeks and then you're in the dorms. Yeah. All right. Here's a good text to end the show on. Someone said, I worked 14 hours in the heat yesterday. So hearing you complain about the temperature is kind of disrespectful. LOL. I said, what'd you do? Steel work for 10 hours, then went home and sealed the deck.
Oh my goodness. We are very disrespectful. Oh my good.
So then I said, tell me you had a beer afterwards. He said, I had 4 while sealing the deck. Didn't even get a buzz. It was pouring out of me faster than I could pour it in. Got to up the alcohol quotient there then.
I bet you that water was good.
Oh. The post-steel mill deck ceiling water? That's a pretty damn good one. Fun show, Doran.
Yes.
Fun show, Dom. Fun show, intern RJ. We're back at it tomorrow at 5:40. We just saw Joe Starkey walking in. He's coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny and hot today, 92. Probably would not seal the deck. Goodbye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.